society, always be aware of your surroundings. They are among us. They always have been. The true criminal minds, killers, evil, and some are monsters. Welcome to True Criminal Minds with Douglas Boyd. True Criminal Minds gives you the stories of the most notorious and the most vile among us. We do not cheer them. Rather, we expose their evil. We do always advocate, lift up, and pray for their victims. Welcome to True Criminal Minds. Thank you so much for joining us today on True Criminal Minds. I'm your host, Douglas Boyd. We appreciate you joining us. And if you like this podcast, please consider subscribing to it. And then take it a step further and invite your friends and your family to join this podcast. Remember that these episodes are explicit. You don't want to let kids or teenagers hear these, because we are talking about the most depraved among us. We are talking about true criminal minds. Today we have a very interesting show for you. We are talking about serial killers who haven't been caught. According to the website serialkillersshop.com, at any one time it is believed that there are around 25 to 50 active serial killers in the United States. What a horrible and frightening thought. As we say in our introduction, they are among us. They prowl our streets, our neighborhoods, our malls, our public parks, and yes, even our houses of worship. Today, we look at serial killers who have never been caught. This is just a few among very many, trust me. Number one today, we want to look at the Long Island serial killer. This is a very creepy story. It is just frightening what has gone on there, and they have not captured this person. The Long Island serial killer. This killer is also known as the Craigslist Ripper. Authorities were looking for a missing sex worker, Shannon Gilbert. While searching, authorities stumbled onto a body, and they realized that Gilgo Beach might be a dumping ground for a serial killer. Authorities found four bodies. Police widened their search and found six more, and I would be willing to bet you that there are even more that they have not found. Eight were women, all escorts, who had used Craigslist to advertise their services. One body was a toddler and later discovered to be the daughter of one of the victims. Still another body was that of a cross-dressing male. Leads were checked, suspects looked at, but nothing. To date, authorities are still baffled by the Long Island serial killer. Number two, we want to look at the maniac with dull eyes, also known as the Donovsky Maniac. This was a Russian serial killer who killed at least seven people between 2004 and 2007. Sherevoputs, Russia, various bodies were located around the city. The killer would dump bodies in places like construction sites or abandoned buildings. There was also other calling cards. All of the victims were between 17 and 31. All were raped prior to being killed. Eerily, at each crime scene, the killer left another calling card. Authorities found crude pornographic drawings on the walls. Creepy, man. Just creepy. He put these pornographic drawings on the walls where the bodies were found. Later, authorities linked the killer to murders going back to the 1990s. His assumed victim count is around 17, and they're not even sure if they have them all. The maniac was never caught. His last known murder was in 2010. Number three on our list today is the vending machine killer. This is a really weird, bizarre thing that happened in Japan. In Japan, vending machines are actually extremely popular. There are over 5 million vending machines in Japan, and between April and November of 1985 in Hiroshima, Japan, 12 people were killed as a result of poisoning, and another 35 were seriously injured. Each victim had recently drank Arenamin C. It's a drink. The company who made the product offered free bottles from vending machines. When someone made a purchase, oftentimes in Japanese culture, if someone had made a purchase and they got the free drink, they would leave the free drink on the top of the vending machine for someone else to have. The killer would lace the Arenamin C with paraquat poisoning and then put the bottle back on top of the machine. The person who poisoned the bottles was never found. You would think they would have some kind of surveillance or something. I mean, where do you even get this poison over there? How do they not even have a lead or anything? It just doesn't make sense. Number four today, the Jefferson Davis 8 killer. Between 2005 and 2009, the bodies of 8 women between 17 and 30 were found dumped in the swamps of the Jefferson Davis Parish near Jennings, Louisiana. Now, interestingly, this is probably the weirdest case we're going to read. Interestingly, several of the victims knew each other. Two of the victims were cousins, but the biggest anomaly was that they were all police informants. Some even reported on the killings before their own murders. With all of these connections, how has this crime gone unsolved? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. An investigation did turn up a suspect, but it only led to more crazy and bizarre allegations of police misconduct. More allegations came that someone within the law enforcement community was responsible. Today, this case is still not solved and thought to be police corruption. Again, how could all of the victims be so connected and no real evidence has come forth? Doesn't make sense. Something is being covered up. In 2019, Showtime came out with a documentary of the case. Number five, the bone collector. In February of 2009, a woman was out for a walk with her dog and she discovered human bones on a mesa near Albuquerque, New Mexico. Police discovered that the remains were the remains of 11 women there in Albuquerque. The women were 15 to 32 years old and all involved in the sex trade. Most were Hispanic. The case is unsolved, but police have two suspects. One is in prison and the other is dead. One suspect lived in a trailer just a few miles from where the victims were found. This man's name was Lorenzo Montoya. In 2006, Montoya was killed by a sex worker. Was she going to be his next victim? We will never know. The other suspect, Joseph Blay, was a known rapist in the area where authorities were searching. When authorities searched his home, they found a stash of women's jewelry and underwear. But the case is still open today. Number six. This is another just creepy story. The Rainbow Maniac of Brazil. The Rainbow Maniac killed in the country of Brazil. The killer targeted gay men. Between 2007 and 2008, the maniac killed 13 people execution style with shots to the head and killed in Paturas Park and then dumped the bodies in the nearby bushes with their pants around their ankles. One victim was shot 12 times. Sounds like incredible rage. In 2011, a suspect was arrested and put on trial but found innocent. To date, the killer has not been found. Number seven, this is just absolutely the stuff of horror movies. It's tragic and it's just flat scary. The Abadan Forest serial killer. I'm not sure I'm saying that word right, but in Nigeria, they have a place called the Abadan Forest of Horror, or the Evil Forest, as some call it. In 2014, a motorcyclist ventured into the forest. He found a small group of dilapidated buildings and inside over 20 corpses in one of the buildings and several human skulls. But hold on, it's going to get even weirder. Hold on. He also discovered in another building 10 people who were alive but chained to benches. The surrounding buildings had piles of clothes, boots, passports, and other items, and police have been unable to find the people in the passports. Gee, I wonder why. One rumor was it was a den of religious lunatics practicing human sacrifice. Now, that sounds strange to us here in America, but in other parts of the world, I tell you, there are some weird practices that go on. The killer has never been found. Oddly, the killer had to have been living in that local area, so how can they not find any evidence of this killer? It just doesn't make sense. The killer must be in the area. To this day, this crime has gone unsolved. The true criminal mind. Something we'll never understand, and to be honest, we probably don't want to understand it. Unsolved serial killer cases. This is some bizarre stuff, isn't it? Thank you so much for joining us today on True Criminal Minds. We appreciate you tuning into us, and if you like the podcast, please subscribe to it and invite your friends to it also so they can be part of our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on True Criminal Minds.